Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Okay, it's time to open up your spirit and allow the teacher, the Holy Spirit, to speak to your heart again. As I said last week, this week we will continue to talk about the first warning from Colossians, let no man beguile you with enticing words. Now, last week we finished up talking about or the willful and purposeful deceiving of someone for gain and power and benefit. Well, you know what I mean here. Now, I could give you many examples of this illustration here. All you have to do is just turn on Christian TV or Christian social media sites. But one that I heard the other night will do fine. Now, one of the Christian networks was having their fall begathon. Now, wait a minute, my friend. God takes care of His children. If you are begging for money, you may not be one of God's children. Now, one of the usual preachers used for this purpose on this TV network to raise money is a fellow by the name of Mike Murdoch, who I believe is one of the biggest heretics today when it comes to this sort of deception, promising his listeners that if they plant an uncommon seed, that they would have an uncommon harvest. Now, included in this uncommon harvest was uncommon wisdom. He also promised deliverance from bondage, promised, healing, healed bodies, healed relationships, and of course, financial prosperity. All of this was promised as the result of giving money to him and to this Christian network. And astonishingly enough, it may seem, it sounded like people were calling in or, well, maybe the Christian TV network was staging it. I want to hope it was the latter. But what was the justification for all of these promises, I would ask? Well, it was that he and this TV network was anointed of God. So if you planted a seed, give the network and him money, into the ministry, that their anointing would be imparted to you. The anointing being the means of all of these promises as a harvest happening. Well, I have one thing to say about all of this, and that is mule muffins. Be not deceived, my friend, by enticing words. But of course, when promises like these are made, the money does come rolling in. And because the money does come rolling in such TV networks and many others, then their claim is that God is blessing them. And they use this success as proof that they are, in fact, doing God's will and God's work, God's way. Well, how otherwise could they be a success? Well, they could be that successful by preaching error, by promising people all these things mentioned in exchange for money. Yes, their success comes out from the people's greed in their heart. Well, I'll let that sink in for a second. But there's nothing new under the sun. And this has been going on for a long, long, long time. Sadly, this prosperity teaching was started by fellows like Oral Roberts and others in the early 1960s. And as we know, the longer a lie is allowed to grow, the bigger and more deadlier the lie becomes. Well, even the Roman Catholic Church in the Middle Ages did basically the same thing with selling indulgences. They made all the same claims, and God was not in any of it, nor is it God involved with any of the prosperity teachings of today. This is exactly the same false teaching, just in a new cloak. Be not deceived with enticing words, my friend. The responsibility to not be deceived is on our shoulders. Let me say that again. The responsibility for us not to be deceived is on our shoulders. The deceivers are many, and they have their ungodly ways. Take heed, my friend. But now, let me not miss my point here. The key to wisdom is not for me to plant a seed. Oh, no. The key to wisdom is knowing Jesus Christ. Let me say that again. The key to wisdom is not planting a seed, but the key to wisdom is knowing Jesus Christ. Neither is the key to freedom from bondage or planting a seed. Oh, no. The key to freedom, according to Jesus, is to know the truth. which is equal to knowing Him, for Jesus is all truth. Wow. The fact is, there is nothing that God has promised that is not, repeat, not found in His Son. All things are found in Christ, and nothing can be obtained outside of Him. That is why Jesus said in Matthew 6:33, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all of these things will be added unto you." Now, here's my point again. God wants everything in our lives to be a byproduct of Christ Jesus. Let me say that again. God wants everything in our life to be a byproduct of Christ Jesus in us, our relationship with Him, and a product of fact that we have given ourselves over into His hands for His glory. If God gives us the blessing of Christ independent of the person of Christ, well, it would end up destroying us. But you see, enticing words that draw people in by making promises, can be quite deceitful and quite effective. I mean, just tell people the right buttons they need to push with God, and they can receive all that they need and all that they want, and they can have it without knowing Christ, which is not true. Now, I realize that these teachings never say that you can have anything without knowing Christ. Oh, no. Indeed, what they do is they say that this whole system is of Christ. Sure, they must say that, but it is nothing more than a way of using the name of Christ to fuel the open lie that they share. Now, are we going to give money? Yes, we need to give money. But we are to give money so that others may receive. Let me say that again. We give money so that others may receive. We never give money so that we can get it back. That is selfish and that is self-centered. That comes out of an evil heart. A true teacher will teach us how to know Christ and walk with Him free of charge. A true teacher of God will teach us how to walk with Christ free of charge. No strings attached. And if you believe that message of truth, you will gladly give without belly aching or complaining and with the right heart condition. But in all honesty, based on the flow of money in the church today, the nominal church values the prosperity message and does not value the truth of the gospel very far. And that's a very sad indictment on the church, but it is true. Because we're more concerned about what we want to get, giving to get so that I can give so God will give it back to me. Wow. As they say, follow the money. And why? People put their money where their heart is. Sadly, the nominal church has gotten exactly what they have paid for, and that is nothing but a false gospel that is spreading everywhere. Wow. Again, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Let me say that again. Sadly, the nominal church has gotten exactly what they have asked for, what they paid for, nothing but a false gospel that is spreading everywhere in the world. Again, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Amen. If He commands us to do that, then we are supposed to. He is seeking first for us the kingdom of God, which is essentially Christ in us and Jesus Lord of us. But then along the way, He will add to us all of those material things that we need. So if we find Christ and we are growing to know Him, we will find all of the treasures of wisdom and knowledge that are hidden in Him. Amen. We do not find these things by giving money or by really doing anything. We find them if we find Christ in us. More next week on that first warning from the book of Colossians. Be not beguiled by enticing words. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting and hoping that you have a tremendous week and the Lord continues to be involved in your life and the things that you're doing. Remember Brother Melvin in your prayers and WJCV in your offerings. new things happening in 2023, and be a part of that by giving and sharing and praying. Amen. God bless.